Welcome back to episode 24 of Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag. And today, let us discuss the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the matzah we eat during the Seder. Both a man and a woman are chayiv min haTorah to eat a kezayis of matzah on the first night of Pesach, as it says in the Torah, Be'erev Teichlu Matzos. In Chutz La'aretz, you chayiv midirabanan to eat even the second night because of Sveika de Yoyma. Now, even though this is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, so you may be wondering, why is a woman mechuyev to eat? And the answer is because it says, loy soichal olav chametz shivas yomim toichal olav matzos. Chazal darshin, because of the smichos, because the Torah put the isra of eating chametz next to the mitzvah of achilas matzah, Chazal say that whoever has the lav, whoever is forbidden to eat chametz, has the mitzvah saseh, the kum asay of echol matzah. And therefore, a woman is required to eat matzah as well. Very important that a person should have in mind during the achilas matzah, or when they're making the bracha, or listening to the bracha, to be yotza the mitzvah saseh of achilas matzah, kasher tziva Hashem. If a person does not have this in mind when he's about to eat, the mechaber holds he's yotza. Because even though by other mitzvahs, if a person is not mechavein, you're not yotza, the mitzvah of achila is different, because since a person is having hana'ah, we look at this as if they're having in mind to be yotza the mitzvah. And therefore, even if somebody was forced to eat by others, he'll be yotza as well. However, there are those that argue and hold that even in a mitzvah of achila, you're not yotza without kavana, and then you'll be required to eat the kezayis again. And the mechaber agrees that if a person doesn't realize that today is Pesach and he's just eating, or he doesn't realize that what he's eating is matzah, he won't be yotza the mitzvah. If a person says beferush that he has in mind not to be yotza, possibly the mechaber there also says he's not going to be yotza. Somebody who did not specify, they did not think before they started eating they want to be yotza, but it's obvious he's sitting at the Seder and he's leaning, then everybody would agree that he's going to be yotza. The person who has the ka'ara and has the three matzahs in front of him should pick up the three matzahs in his hand. He should have the broken matzah between the two whole ones. The two whole ones he has to be holding onto because of Lechem Mishnah, and the broken one because of Lechem Ayni. Make Hamaitzi, drop the bottom one, make on the broken one and the top one the bracha of Achilas Matzah. There are those that say that you should have in mind during the bracha of Achilas Matzah also on the Kerech and the Afikomen. Now, since it's a machlokes whether the Achilas Matzah is going on the top one and the Hamaitzi on the bottom one, or vice versa, a person should have in mind with both brachas on both matzahs. He has to eat two kezayisim, at least the person who is making the bracha on both these matzahs. One kezayis from the shalem, a second kezayis from the prusa. Now, even if you're machmir, that the one kezayis da iraisa, which is your ikur chiyuv, you want to be mekayim the shear of the tzlach, which is the larger shear. However, the second kezayis is only the rabbanon, and therefore you don't have to have the chumrah on the second kezayis. So it turns out that your one large kezayis da'iraisa really includes your two kezayisim midirabanan. Either way, b'di'eved, if one only ate one kezayis, whether he ate the kezayis from the shlema, whether from the prusa, whether from the matzah in the box, he is yotza. From the time that he makes the bracha of alachilas matzah till he eats kairich, he should not speak anything which is not me'inyin the suda. And the reason is because we want that the bracha of alachilas matzah and Al-Achilas Mara should go on the Karech as well, which we do, Zechel HaMikdash. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kricha, that sandwich, was the Ikra Mitzvah, and they would make a bracha on it. B'di'eved, if he spoke, he does not have to make another bracha. He needs to eat the two kezayisim of Maitzi Matzah Beheseba, leaning. B'di'eved, if he only ate one kezayis Beheseba, he's Yotza. If he didn't lean at all, he must go back and eat another kezayis Beheseba without a bracha.